Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Happy Thursday. And welcome to the show. My name is Jessica Cisco. And I am a psychic medium. For those of you who haven't listened before, I can be found at www.spiritualreadingsnj.com. I can be located on Facebook at Spiritual Readings NJ. I am also on Yelp under Spiritual Readings NJ near Riverdale, New Jersey. So check me out there. And I have a lot of cool things coming up for my business. But I have to begin with a topic for all of you. Today, I would like to speak to you about giving away your personal power and how you can get that back. Because folk can have opinions about what you should do, what you should be, how you should act. And those are all relevant, but in the end, it's your life. And if you've been giving your power away to people, to other activities that aren't really you, maybe it's your job where you aren't feeling respected anymore, or maybe it's a relationship that isn't going quite the way you had hoped. And when you do that, when you continuously give your power away like that, what happens is you start to chip away at your self-confidence. And you start telling yourself these things, these defeating thoughts like, I'm no good, I'm not good enough, can't. And you start making excuses why you can't take charge of your own life. I could have easily said, okay, I'm just going to continue to give my power away to all of these people in my life who've ever told me that I can't, that many people fail in their business, so I should just get a real job, that being a psychic medium isn't a valued profession. But that first step, that decision I made not to do that, what that will do is cause a shift in your energy, and you will start to feel empowered maybe circumstances haven't changed for you. Just owning that, making that decision that I am now taking responsibility for my life is empowering in itself. But it can't end there. We can make all the decisions, have all the great inspirations and ideas that we want, and those are certainly great to set those intentions and create those goals for ourselves. But if we just keep them in their heads, they're just sitting there, right? So we have to take action. And this doesn't mean that you have to know what every action step is going to be. You don't have to know how to get from point A to point B in your life. That's okay. That's where good quality coaching, mentoring, counseling, even talking to a very supportive friend who's been there can make all the difference. And it might even trigger one of those occasional aha moments in your life. And, okay, so you made your decision, you have a goal for yourself, you started taking action steps, you've gotten support, so now what? Well, now you're in a pretty good place right now, and you're probably feeling pretty empowered and good about yourself. And, okay, so you'll feel pretty empowered, and that feeling takes you through maybe a few weeks or a month, and then you start to feel bad about your progress. Am I making enough progress? Am I really... am I successful? And the answer is yes. Actually gotten pretty far. But what happens sometimes is that we still have these naysayers, right? Who say we can't, or maybe they're concerned for you, but it's coming from a place of fear. And now you have to make another decision. Am I going to set those boundaries and say no? Maybe it means you have to say no to something, or no to the way you're being treated. Just no to other people taking your power from you, because you deserve to step into your power, live as the divine being that you were meant to be. And again, I can be reached through, you can work with me through my site at spiritualreadingsnj.com if you need some psychic guidance or you'd like to connect with loved ones. I can help you with that. And speaking of that, sometimes stepping into your power means owning your strengths, owning your abilities. Even though I had these experiences with spirit from a very young age, I point where it was just so overwhelming, and even when I began to become interested in owning my own business as a psychic, I didn't want to have anything to do with the mediumship aspect of it, because I thought that if I opened myself up to that, be hearing from spirits 24/7, and I would get nothing done. But there was still this nagging, this feeling in my body, and that's your intuition, guys. When you feel that something is not quite right in your body, that's your intuition, unless there's something really physical going on. That's your intuition saying, hey, you need to look at this. So I looked at it, and I took the plunge with some encouragement from another medium. I took a class, and it was like a switch flipped within me. Not only did I learn how to control and set boundaries in the psychic information that I was receiving and the energy that I was picking up from other people as well as spirit, I felt really empowered because I took ownership of that part of myself. And when, before you do that, yes, the fear, the doubt, the uncertainty, limiting beliefs, what have you, will still come up. I'm not saying that this is just a one-time process. It's ongoing. And that means that challenging work, and I say challenging, but it's really rewarding, that rewarding work of digging up limiting beliefs, fears, concerns, dealing with the naysayers, ongoing process, and you're always going to have to do that work. But it's okay. As I said during the first episode of my show, that's just part of the process. And when you go through that process, magic will happen. You will start to notice synchronicities, small miracles show up, aha moments, doors will open, and it's really amazing. And I purposely put the topic first on the agenda. I know that my title said that I have a free offer, and I do, but if I know that I put out that out there first, there are people, and there's no judgment here, but people who would just listen to that and then tune out. And I know because I've done it. I've done it myself. So, okay, free offer time. I realize that until I find myself a good quality virtual assistant, it's because of the way the site is set up, and I'm using a screen reader, I cannot use the switchboard. And I felt kind of bad about that because I still want to offer good quality free services for my listeners. So here's what I'm going to do. If you're listening to this show, either live or in archives, and maybe you wanted to get on the show, you wanted to connect with a loved one, or get some psychic guidance, I'm offering my listeners a free 30-minute session if they email me. So if you email me saying that you listen to this show and you would like a free 30-minute session, email you back and we'll set up the details so that we can get you set up for a phone reading with me. So my email address is jsisco, that's jsisco, 2013, that's 2013, @gmail.com. Again, it's jsisco, 2013@gmail.com. Email me after the show and I'll get you scheduled for a free 30-minute session with me. And I'm also starting a newsletter, a mailing list, so if you want to be added to that, also email me. Or there's an email form on my website, spiritualreadingsnj.com. Drop me a note and I'll set you up with that as well. I have a free gift for all of my subscribers, but you don't get to know what it is until you sign up. So hop over to my website, spiritualreadingsnj.com. Email me. Check out my Facebook page, my Yelp page, my newsletter coming soon. And if you like the show, review me on iTunes because it helps listeners to find me through the iTunes platform, and it also helps me to help you. So it helps everyone out. It really does. So it was really nice just being with you and broadcasting again and bringing you more free content. So I will be back on Tuesday, 2 p.m. Eastern. I have a schedule now, Tuesdays and Thursdays. For now, I'll be hosting this show at 2 p.m. Eastern, or you can listen on archives. This is Jessica Sisko, Psychic Medium. Once again, thank you for listening and for bearing with me. I'm going to say thank you for being great listeners, and I love you. God bless.